David Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now. It's Wildcat Insider on the David Kaplan Show.
Go Cats!
Exploring this week in the life of Chicago's Big Ten teams on the home of the Northwestern Wildcats, 720 WGN.
Yes, we are your home for Northwestern football and basketball. And each week, Wildcat Insider here on the station. And Dr. Jim Phillips, their fine athletic director, joins us. We're going to talk in a few minutes with Mark Silverman, president of the Big Ten Network. Jim, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good, Cap. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. I know you guys are a little down about a three-game losing streak, but there's nobody better to pull the team out of the doldrums than Pat Fitzgerald. After a loss like the Minnesota game, what is said? How do you handle a loss like that from a coaching slash administrator perspective?
Cap, it's a great question. I would just say to you, I try to act and behave similarly whether we win or whether we lose. And one of the moments that Pat and I have immediately after the game is we'll walk together to the press conference for the locker room, and then we'll come back to the coach's locker room, and he and I will just sit there and we'll talk about the game, and then we really turn our attention, honestly, about the upcoming week and what the schedule looks like and maybe what are some of the important moments that are going on with the kids. This week in particular and the end of last week was midterms for us because we're in the quarter system. But we'll talk about, how do we get the kids, excited about next week, or if it's after a big win, how do you make sure you temper a little of that enthusiasm? But Pat's done a great job. He really has about the consistency of the program, and it is about one week at a time, and he really talks a lot about being 1-0, and it's just not rhetoric. It really, I think, has a lot of substance to it. And so the kids, for the most part, never get too emotionally high or too low. But it's been a tough stretch. You know, it's we've had some injuries, and that coupled with maybe not playing our best football this season has got us in a little bit of a skid here. But we played some good teams as well, Ohio State and Wisconsin. And listen, Minnesota did everything that they should have to win the game, and so they went home victorious last Saturday.
Tell us how things are going in the. We always talk football with you, but the buzz for the basketball team, I talked to Chris today, the buzz for the basketball program is something I haven't seen around Northwestern in a long, long time. Remember the first time they went to the NIT, far before you ever got there, and it was like, wow, Northwestern's playing postseason. Well, now there's a higher standard. There's a higher level of expectation, and I talked to Chris today, and he said, the guys have responded beautifully. He said, we're changing from the Princeton offense to what Chris wants to do. He said it's totally different, and guys have bought in. How excited are people?
Oh, it's really exciting, Cap. It's pretty cool to see the transformation before your eyes of a program in a real short period of time. And listen, we have a lot of work to do and a long way to go. But you can't substitute excitement. You can't substitute enthusiasm. You can't substitute hope. And that's what you have. And my thing to Chris has always been since we hired him back in April was every day is a chance for us to get better. And if we string enough of those days consecutively in weeks and months, before you know it, we're going to have the program to where we all believe it can be. And so the kids have done a really nice job. I had a chance to stick my head into practice on Monday and Tuesday, and they are really working hard. And I think it's about setting a foundation of success. There are no overnight fixes. There's no quick fixes. If you're going to do it right, it's going to take a lot of dedication and hard work and commitment and all those things. And that's what the guys have done, and they've really bought in to Chris. They've bought into his style. They've bought into, his assistant coaches, who I think are fantastic. And it's really exciting. It really is. I know I think you're going to have James Montgomery on a little bit later, but what an unbelievable story that's been. And And I think that's what's good and right about college athletics when you have moments like, you know, we had with James Montgomery.
You're right, Jim. We're having Montgomery on about 1 hour from now, and this is a guy who's been battling his way, been a walk-on, and Chris decided to give him a full scholarship because of his work ethic. Talk about what type of kid this is.
He's a great kid, Mark. And the story is that he really came on as a walk-on for the women's basketball team, as a practice player. So Joe McEwen really deserves the most credit. And then Bill Carmody, you know, kind of stole him away from Joe as a practice player. And James is a great story. He's got an unbelievable mother and sister, and you saw it on the YouTube clip that now I think is nearing about 400,000 hits on it. But he has never asked for one thing ever since he's been part of our program. And this is really a credit to Chris. This was Chris's idea, and he ran it by me, and he just said, listen, you know, we have a scholarship available this year. I really love what James has done. He's worked hard. He's done everything we've asked him to do. You know, could we award this to him? And certainly Chris had my support. But to see that kid's reaction, he's got a mom that you know, is a single mom and has worked her entire life to provide James with an opportunity to go to Northwestern. This is a industrial engineering kid, and you'll love him when you talk to him tonight, and he's got a great sister. And so the burden and the relief, you could see what that meant on that phone call to that mother who's done everything she could to provide him with the best opportunity to get a great education, and now for him to be rewarded a scholarship. I'll also say this. I've really been blessed in my life to be around, you know, college athletics for, you know, the last two decades. But James wrote me this beautiful handwritten note. He came by to see me, and I was out of the office. But it's a note that I've already sent out to have framed because I want to have it in the office. And it's just about his appreciation for what Northwestern has meant to him and the opportunity and what's happened with the scholarship. And, you know, that's what makes you excited every day you get up about having a chance to work with young men and women, you know, a young guy like James, and for the opportunity that Northwestern, you know, has provided him. It's a life changer.
Jim, appreciate the knowledge. We'll talk to you next week. We have Mark Silverman coming up in a moment.
Sounds good, guys. Always great to be with you. Go Cats.
Go Cats. Get it done in Iowa City. There he is, Jim Phillips, the athletic director up at Northwestern. Mark Silverman is with us now from the Big Ten Network for a couple of minutes. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. The state of college athletics, you guys were really pioneers out in front getting the Big Ten Network started. There's a lot of leagues that look at you guys as the model. All of the different juggling of the leagues, is that good for sports TV or not?
Well, the juggling part is, I wouldn't call the juggling part great for TV. You know, I think we're still, and hopefully things are going to be settling soon. I think the college playoff is going to be great for TV next year when we get that going. And I think, you know, stability helps. But, you know, I think largely as a result of a lot of the movement, you know, there's more games on TV than ever before. Some would argue too many. But as a sports fan, you know, seeing now 30, 40 games on, you know, on a football Saturday, you know, options are good. You can pick which games are close and which games you have more of an interest in. So I think, you know, it's kind of, there's some positives, but there's definitely a trade-off. I know a lot of people I talk to, you know, can't keep track of what schools are in which conference. And, you know, hopefully we could reach an end to that and things could go forward, you know, with getting more coverage, you know, than we've had before.
Mark, what's the impact of Rutgers and Maryland been so far?
Well, you know, we'll see what the impact will be next year when they come in. But we've been working on this a lot already now. We've had several visits to both of the schools. You know, the network's going to really try to aggressively expand further into the New York, New Jersey, Baltimore, D.C. area as a result of these new schools joining. And I think it's one of those things where it's a little, there's more to it than just adding a school that's traditionally good in a sport. You know, these are areas that the Big Ten is looking to grow into. These are large state schools that are very similar in their culture and how they run to most of the schools in the Big Ten. And it's a natural geographic expansion, you know, as we're in Pennsylvania and Ohio to expand it to Maryland and Jersey. And you know, there's definitely some history of success in both of the programs. But, you know, it's very different, obviously, than adding a Nebraska, which we did a few years ago. So I think you're going to see, you know, if things work out well for us, we really want to try to help position the Big Ten as the, you know, the premier national conference in the country. You know, obviously the SEC has been, you know, exceptional in football over the last few years. And hopefully by expanding the conference, expanding our recruiting ability, bringing in top-notch coaches, you know, we can get back up to being, you know, the top in football. And I believe as of now, we are still the top in basketball.
When we're talking with Mark Silverman, the president of the Big Ten Network, when you guys, and you obviously have very, very good conversation and dialogue with Jim Delaney, who I think is the best commissioner going in college sports, when you guys looked around at different teams, did you say, wow, there's a million teams that would kill to be in this league with this Big Ten Network? Because financially it's a win-win, the league is a win, the academics of the schools is a win, there's really no downside.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I think you're right about Jim Delaney, first of all. And I do think that the conference is very attractive to many schools. The hard part is as you get bigger, you know, it's a very tightly knit bunch of schools. And our athletic director meetings, and we meet with the university presidents, there's a real feeling of camaraderie and togetherness that you don't see in most other conferences. And I think the challenge for Jim, as we try and manage the Big Ten in a world where the ACC is growing to 15 with Notre Dame, and the SEC grew to 14, and the Pac-12 tried to go to 16, you know, there's a lot of change, and managing that is really difficult because you're trying to keep, you know, that special bond that our schools seem to have with each other because we've been together for so many years. So you're trying to find like-minded universities that want to excel academically as well as athletically, these large state schools. And even though there's a lot of great competition at certain universities, the fit with everyone else isn't always going to be there. So it's hard to find those right schools that can kind of check a bunch of the boxes that you're looking for.
Mark, appreciate you taking a few minutes for us. Keep up the great work. I always watch the Big Ten Network.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Take care.
You bet. Talk to you soon. There he is, Mark Silverman, president of the Big Ten Network.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.